2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial. Because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like. And it gives you your best night's sleep. Night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Suze. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year is here. All beds on sale, up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed, limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
So please, welcome the greatest performer ever to have graced this earth.
Rich Eisen.
You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors. And I totally understand that. And my job is to compete.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Throws Zacchaeus, caught, touchdown Bears.
I kind of set the tone for the team, the season, and everything.
Today's guests, six-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Gerald McCoy. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, Overreaction Monday, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, that's correct. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. I am Rich Eisen. I am an entertainer and a competitor. All rolled into one. Perfect timing to come back
from my final walkabout, right?
before the National Football League season kicks in earnest. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial, whether you're taking in this show, watching the Roku channel, or listening to us on the Infinity Sports Network, or the Odyssey app. There's also SiriusXM channel 375. Lots going on in our neighborhood. We welcome in two guests, my guy from NFL Game Day Morning. I'm going to be spending a ton of Sundays with him very shortly. Gerald McCoy will be here in studio in hour number two. Mike Florio in hour number three. And not because he called me out in a post today
on
Pro Football Talk. Honestly, I invited him before I saw the post.
You did?
I'm not lying.
I mean, he should edit that then.
No,
we
shouldn't.
Should,
it's all good.
Track the
invite. It's all good. So Mike Florio will be here in studio in hour number three. As many of you may have heard, this is the first of two shows I'm doing today, doing the Rich Eisen Show here over the next 3 hours. And then later on tonight, I'm going into my hot tub and taking the time machine back to 2003. The last time I did a Sports Center, I will be hosting Sports Center tonight on ESPN. So what's serving sports fans everywhere back in the day. The man on the left with the hair was with the worldwide leader in sports. And as soon as Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are done calling the action in Washington, D.C. between the Bengals and the Washington Commanders, I will be in the Los Angeles-based studio of SportsCenter going back in time.
Wow.
That is tonight, and we'll talk about that on the program. So lots going on in our neighborhood. In advance of the move of this program to Disney Plus and ESPN Radio in a couple weeks' time. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman.
Rich,
how are
it's
you?
Great to see you, man. How was your week last week?
I was great. And in that regard, I do want to thank Tom Pelissero, Mike, the Miz Mezzanin, the Miz being here.
The Miz.
And, of course, O'Shea Jackson Jr. And I want to thank his co-host, Marshawn Lynch,
oh God,
for being here for a full hour of the program, and Mike Del Tufo saying, oh God, because I imagine what I saw on the reel, Mike Del Tufo's finger on the dump button, to use the phrase.
You might have been
signaling in Morse code to the people back in the way with you were tapping that
when he was actually listening.
Oh, I listened the whole time
because
and I watched.
You missed a few, and I'm like,
are you serious?
And I'm doing this.
First of all,
I'm doing this.
And he goes,
you have a plus or minus 5 or 6, maybe 8 seconds.
That's fine, but I mean, for somebody like Marshawn Lynch being here, you got to focus.
I don't think you got all of them.
I got all of them.
You did not, Mike.
I got all of them.
You looked up from your phone at one point and was like, what? And I'm like,
I hit it.
He just said MF. Can we hit this?
Yeah, normally that should ring a bell. Good to see you, Christopher. Good to see you. Mike Del Tufo. Again, I hope your finger's not
Yankees
cramped
were good
from the dump.
On Saturday, just so you know.
Don't deflect.
Good to see you, sir. How are you, TJ Jefferson?
Rich?
Candles lit. I'm lots.
I mean, are you going back to the future or are you going ahead to the future?
We'll talk about that later. I'm excited for tonight. We'll talk about that later on in the program. The Bengals are playing tonight, and I don't know if Trey Hendrickson will be on the sideline this evening. I doubt it. It's a road game. He's holding in. He will not be, I imagine, on the sideline.
No, he's at the crib
this evening. But the question is, will he be with the Bengals? And on the other sideline, Terry McLaurin, he's now off the PUP list, so they can't use the fact that he's not physically able to perform as any sort of fig leaf for what's going on contractually between him and the team. So this evening's contest features two of the three most famous talked about hold-ins in the National Football League right now, Trey Hendrickson, and then, of course, Terry McLaurin, and we also know Micah Parsons. It was 17 days ago that he issued his trade demand, and it's 17 days from now when the Cowboys and the Eagles will be having at it for our viewing pleasure on NBC
to kick off
the season. And the number of times that I saw while I was on my European walkabout, a Jerry Jones soundbite crossed my phone. I mean, basically saying, he's under contract. So, of course, I'm not talking. What do you mean? Whatever do I have to talk with him about? I don't understand. There is less pie. Let's talk about Squirrel. Let's talk about that Netflix thing that's going on that we got going on.
One of my favorites, the Squirrel.
There's a lot to talk about. But this evening, with the focus in D.C., Micah Parsons, again, he's under contract. Everyone's under contract, by the way. That's what they're holding in to get new ones. And Micah's the youngest one. The reason why the two guys tonight have not gotten their contracts yet is that their clock is, you know, Mona Lisa Vito ticking, where they are now, you know, entering their 30s. And I guess the issue is we don't want to pay you a ton of money if we're not going to get the production out of you towards the back end of the contract. I don't know what it is, but bottom line, certainly with McLaurin now off PUP, and we'll have to figure out whether his hold-in is no longer, as you can tell, my arm. We'll find out, but he's got to get into camp. And he's got to get on the same field as Jaden Daniels. I mean, even Cliff Kingsbury is saying, until McLaurin's here, we can't be full go. And it's kind of crazy that you're not full go on the back end of August. Like, it's now time full go. But we fans and those coaches for whom midnight has already struck, in the world of negotiating in the NFL, midnight's a moving target. And when it comes to the Bengals, it appears midnight has struck in the mind's eye of the front office to potentially trade Trey Hendrickson. And he's the first one where we've been hearing from somebody like Rap Sheet and Tom Pelissero, who was in this chair 1 week ago at this very time, that it's being entertained, even though a trade will be a real challenge, as Rap Sheet mentioned. The challenge being, you know, what compensation are you going to get for this guy?
Right.
Certainly at the eve of the season, when another team knows, well, he might not be there for you. So here's a bag of footballs. Here's something way less than the first or second round draft choice that could be worth Trey Hendrickson. So somebody asked Elliot Wolf, who I believe you know, Chris Brockman.
Very familiar, yes.
Yeah, I believe he was the guy that you were, you know, not terribly happy with 2 years ago.
Yeah, you could.
But now you're loving him.
I think he's doing great.
He's doing a great job shopping the groceries, to use the New England phrase.
Doing a great job.
Somebody just went, because he can't answer questions about would you trade for Trey Hendrickson.
Right.
Guess what? As we've established, he's under contract somewhere else. He's not going to answer that question. So let's kind of beat around the bush and say, Would you give up a first or a second round draft choice this close to the beginning of the season if you think it would help the New England Patriots? Good way to get through that loophole. Hit it.
Would you be willing to give up in a trade a second or maybe even a first round pick to make your team better this year?
Sure. Yep. just doing what's best for the team. If there's a player out there that we feel like can help us, then, you know, and it costs that, then we would consider doing that.
Oh, nope. To Cincinnati.
I can think of two players who are worth those draft compensations.
You know what
that would help the team.
You know what the Patriots can do? Because I do believe they have. I wrote it down somewhere. I don't have my notebook in front of me because I haven't put everything here. I think they have $100 million in cap space, right?
A gajillion. Yeah.
Why don't they get all three of them?
That sounds wonderful.
Use every draft choice in the 2026 draft. They don't want to go to Pittsburgh anyway.
Nah.
New England's not very welcome there in the western part of Pennsylvania anyway.
No.
Just trade for them all.
Why not?
Get them all. While you got the muscle.
Get them all. We got the
Cowboys. Don't worry, Mike. Is somebody hot on ESPN right now? You're not paying attention?
I'm reading it.
Okay, good. I'm good. Good. You're reading on ESPN what we're talking about right now. Good job, Mike.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? It makes... No, by the way, great message from Elliot Wolf. Hey, to Cincinnati, sort of Frazier Crane.
Yes?
I'm listening.
Hello.
Let's get them all now while we got the muscle. Okay.
We have a first.
A little late on the Pantangeli button there.
We have second round.
It makes
cap space.
It makes no sense for anybody to trade anybody that's involved in a Holden right now. The Bengals need Trey Hendrickson. You just got Burrow his two wide receivers under contract forever and a day. You're now going to take the defense that was the problem last year and kneecap it? Hey, Shamar Stewart. Listen, see quarterback, hit quarterback, even if it's his own in practice.
We get it,
Shamar. You go hunt quarterbacks for
a
living.
That's right.
That said, let's get somebody who's a little bit more of an adult in the room. And pay him instead of having him sit there and moping.
Yeah,
I feel so bad. Listen, I understand in this day and age when you feel bad for an athlete that's looking for $30 million a year, you're like, that's a very small, tiny violin. I can't hear you playing right now. But come on. What are we doing? What, you're gonna trade Trey Hendrickson? Oh, those draft choices. When you are taking on the Cleveland Browns and their entertainers and their competitors, you know, and in week one, and you're going to go into battle without Trey Hendrickson? Really? Is that what you're going to do? And when you're the Commanders in year two with Jaden Daniels, are you really going to go into the season with Terry McLaurin standing on the sideline because you couldn't figure out how to pay somebody who's turning 30 at the wide receiver position? And neither of these guys are going to be causing you to get a phone call at 2 a.m. saying you never guess what this guy's done. So I kind of feel like we've been down this road. And if there is any way, TJ Jefferson,
mm-hmm.
to get you to sign this piece of paper.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. I've got it here. Let me go through Del Tufo's bandwagon fandom transfer.
Unregistered doctor.
There's another bandwagon transfer for you.
Here we go.
Release of fandom from the Dallas Cowboys right there. Mm-hmm. TJ Jefferson, I'm sorry if we didn't set up this shot beforehand. If there's any way for you to get to sign this, the rumor that the Packers have put a package on the table for the Dallas Cowboys to trade Micah Parsons to Green Bay, would this get you to sign this piece of paper that fast?
Well, here's the deal. You were gone on your walkabout, so you missed this. Brockman, uh-huh. Pelissero, and I went to the Netflix premiere of the Cowboys documentary.
Yes, we
did. And here's the deal, right? I'm stuck. There's no getting out, Rich. Like, once you're in there for life.
What does that mean?
Which means Chris, go ahead and explain.
Here's what it means. It means we were there for a couple hours. We saw Jerry Jones. Oh, we saw Emmett.
You were in the midst of the Dallas Cowboys.
We were in the midst.
And
we saw the cheerleaders.
Oh, yes. We watched
episode 3, and it was the 92 NFC Championship game, and TJ's back. That's all you need to know.
I never left.
He's back.
He
was hooting and hollering. He was booing the Niners on the screen. He booed Jerry Rice and Steve Young.
I did. And Dwight Clark, too.
And then he cheered. He was yelling all. Oh, man. It was, I got to say, I kind of got caught up, too. It was pretty awesome.
So you can understand, Rich. It's like you go back and you remember the good times.
Of course.
And it's like, I don't know. Look, I can't leave.
Hey, listen, I get it.
And you didn't have no good times
tonight,
with the Jets.
Tonight, I'm going back in.
Yeah, you're back.
After 22 years of saying I'm coming out of the smoke in NFL Network, I'm going to start beating the pants off of these people that handed me a cardboard box 22 years ago. And tonight I'm going to be like, hey. Welcome to SportsCenter.
You guys are all on La Cosa Nostra. You guys can't quit the
right now, but it's you know, I have nothing but warm memories from back then.
Well,
I totally, truly, I do. I mean, I met my wife there. My children are ESPN children. But that said, TJ, at the end of the day,
Day's
when
over.
I showed up at ESPN in 1996 with all that hair and the fresh face,
so much hair,
all of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 1996. 29 years ago, the Cowboys were fresh off of 3 out of 4.
Yeah, life was great.
And now they're just blowing the dust off the Netflix documentary, and you're all back in.
I was never out.
If they don't sign Micah Parsons before week one, it would be such dereliction of duty. I can't even fathom it that you don't sign this guy. And if you don't,
then he's under contract.
And it's because, and the reason why is because he's a 26-year-old that shook the hand of the owner, and he's like, we've got a deal. And he can't get past the fact that he's a 26-year-old saying, talk to my agent. And that's the reason why we're in this standoff. I don't believe it. I think the Joneses are going to get this deal done, and I think the Commanders are going to get the deal done with McLaurin. And as for the Bengals, though,
that's another story.
That one I don't know.
Over here, Mo.
But to say to Joe Burrow, hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
We've got Chase locked up, and we got Higgins for you. But the defense, did we tell you we got Chase and Higgins locked up for you?
You heard that, right?
Go
we got
to
Chase
work.
And Higgins.
You got two Chases.
You guys.
You got Jamar and Brown.
Yep.
First and last names.
Mm.
You got Chase, Chase. But they're going to be chasing points.
That's it.
Oh, man, I'm fired up. Football season's here.
Let's go.
Let's go.
We're back.
Burn that contract.
Oh, yeah.
Keep that.
All right.
Go ahead.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. The Browns have a choice to make. The Colts have a choice to make. Do the Giants have a choice to make at quarterback? That's called a tease. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show here on a very busy for me Monday.
The official HBO Hard Knocks podcast is back. I'm your host, Andrew Siciliano. We're joined by NFL and Hard Knocks insiders as the Buffalo Bills prepare to make history.
We're going to do whatever we can to bring Lombardi back here to Western New York.
Catch Hard Knocks, training camp with the Buffalo Bills on HBO Max. Then watch or listen to the Hard Knocks podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death, but you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It is never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA. Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial. Because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like. And it gives you your best night's sleep. Night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Suze. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year is here. All beds on sale, up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed, limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. All right, so Caleb Williams looked great.
Oh, dude, did he ever.
And, you know, that's the idea here. That's the idea. Is let's get Caleb Williams, a coach who can scheme it up, who's with him in the quarterback room, who's with him in every single step of life, and he's coaching him hard, and that's why they got Ben Johnson. Let's get him that. Let's get him some more muscle up front.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's throw everything in the kitchen sink at him. Let's get him another tight end in the draft.
Another wide receiver.
And another wide receiver. And let's put those rookies out there against the Buffalo Bills. And let's beat the Buffalo Bills about the head, neck, chest, and body. And shut them out 38-0. Let's do that. Now, listen. Bears fans are just ready to just jump head over heels into this whole thing. But they also know better.
They have a lot of battle scars.
I mean, they've got a lot of, you know, quarterback
PTSD.
Battle scars, sure. Yeah. I mean, Listen. But I'll tell you what, man.
Tell you what, man.
Colston Loveland, obviously I'm biased, but he is a terrific tight end. Terrific tight end. And Cole Kmet together. And Adunze and DJ Moore and the rest of that squad. This is what we're talking about.
I like it.
This is how you upend the NFC in terms of conversations and predictions and who's making it and who's not. That's how you upend the NFC North. That's how you get everybody in, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 3 weeks from tonight, week one will be entirely in the books with the exception of the Monday Night Football debut of the 2025 season on ESPN and the family of networks when Joe and Troy are in that stadium in Chicago. When it's the Vikings at the Bears and J.J. McCarthy getting his first career start against Caleb Williams, who I believe Bears fans deep down believe it's his first career start too. Because last year was such a disaster. Even though they went 4-2 with a situation where he was left to his own devices on what film to watch. And also, as we learned when we did the Bears game in London against the Jaguars on NFL Network, which was the height of the Eberflus era with Caleb Williams, when Williams threw for 4 touchdowns and Kmet was doing everything from catching touchdowns to holding on extra points. On touchdowns that he helped create, that we learned that they weren't scripting the first 15 plays for the kid either. And the one positive of last year, the two positives from last year is one, he got his ass beat, so he got that out of the way, hopefully. And two, he didn't say a word. Nothing. Zero. Didn't say a thing. While we now know in retrospect, everything that he and his father were concerned about over being drafted by the Bears was coming true. And he didn't say a word. And now here he looked like this last night in a preseason game. Now, obviously, Josh Allen's playing. There would be answers for the Bills that were not available to them last night.
Perhaps.
With James Cook now in the fold and signed, and I don't know if this is part of the overreaction Monday that's coming up later on, that the Bills window is no longer their window.
Rich, it's a preseason game.
Understood. Says a man who wagers on these affairs with hard-earned American dollars. I mean,
overs are like 20-2.
Got it. But that's exactly what you want to see.
certainly if you're hearing, well, Caleb Williams is having trouble grasping this, and he's you know, missing the throwing net there, and all of the videos that we've seen throughout the summer. This is what you wanted to see, as we saw last night on Fox. Here's the coach afterwards.
He's really been locked in. You know, it's anytime you're a young player, there's usually a couple steps forward and one step back. And that's really been the story of his training camp. And he and I have been really open and honest about that as we've gone through. And he's had some really good practices. And then he's had a couple where it's like, that's not good enough, bud. So I thought really the 3 days of practice we had this week and this game were the most he stacked up. Good days in a row right now. So the challenge is going to be to keep pushing in that direction.
And then, you know, 21 days from now is probably when we're going to see him next. I imagine we're not going to see Caleb Williams in the third preseason game.
No need to.
I don't think so. Like, let's put him into the season coming off of this performance. Couple of drives looking really good. This is what Caleb said about those aforementioned ups and downs afterwards.
Yeah, no, I think I had a couple of those practices throughout training camp where, you know, I feel like I took two steps forward, and it's, you know, maybe a bad practice or, you know, small things that I felt like I got over, and then, you know, I took a step back. It's just being able to keep, you know, keep that mindset, the growth mindset, the idea that, you know, it's an understanding of that, keep going, keep growing, keep getting after it. And keep leading these guys.
All right. So there you go. Listen, two steps forward, one step back. You can take that. That's the way you win 66% of your games in Major League Baseball. Two steps forward, one step back. They're your playoff team. Two steps forward, one step back. We're still here after Mike Del Tufo. Two steps forward, one step back. That was him on the dump button with Marshawn Lynch, his hour on the Rich Eisen Show on Friday. And we're still here.
It's like Paul Abdul once said that, right?
Right. Opposites attract.
Two out of three ain't bad, somebody once also said.
Yeah. That was a big loaf, right?
Yes.
Not paradise by the
day. Again, everybody believes the Lions are going to be a little bit less than because they lost both their coordinators, right? This is the general sense. Again, we're in general sense mode right here.
Vikings need to
see. With J.J. McCarthy, right?
Yep.
The Packers, Jordan Love's already gotten his left hand all jacked up, right?
Who are the wide receivers?
Well, there's many of them.
That's what I mean. Which one?
Which we just don't know
whose
day it is.
But
that's more of a fantasy issue.
Yeah.
Actual reality issue that kind of helps a team when you don't know which one's day it's going to be.
Packers should be good.
Yeah. Well, I just mentioned three playoff teams from last year, and then there's the Bears. And if the Bears look like that and play like that on defense without Eberflus, because again, and you'll find this out too, sir, Eberflus knows how to coach defenses.
Yeah.
And he's an excellent choice for the Cowboys at that DC position.
You know what makes it even easier to coach defense?
With Micah Parsons.
Thank you. A little bit easier.
But this is now a Bears segment, but I understand. I was the one who wrote the Cowboys into it.
I mean, look, man.
Let's see.
That's exactly
what you want to see. From the Bears. Check that box. Bears. What does it mean? No idea. But boy, do you want to see that. And we saw it. Good for the Bears. And good for Caleb. He's going to go into the season with a nice head of steam. Browns are making their apparent quarterback news this week. I believe Kevin Stefanski said that after the preseason contest with the Browns. Boy, I wished Shador was healthy so we could see how he's following up.
We talked about that all last week, especially with the Miz here, obviously a huge Browns fan. Just a bummer that the momentum from week one got kind of derailed.
I still don't think, no matter yet, Shador, again, that game went down well just before I left for my week off. He looked really, really smooth and good and making smart decisions and great arm strength. Great accuracy, and I don't believe even if Shador was able to perform in this last preseason game, he still wouldn't have been the starter of this team. I believe it's going to be Flacco. At the end of the day, they will go with Joe Flacco. The question is how are they going to keep four quarterbacks on their roster? Because Dylan Gabriel did look good, although if Shador had the turnovers that Gabriel had, people would have been sending him to Canada.
Factual.
You know, that said, the only thing I think Shador has accomplished with what he did against the Panthers is, I believe it accomplished him to say, I hear all the noise and I'm going to either silence it or I'm going to use it. And I think he did both. And I think he proved he can play in this league. And again, I know it's preseason action, but let's not forget the manner in which he was born into this league and not and the manner in which he spent the first few weeks in camp. But I think what he accomplished is that whoever is playing quarterback for the Cleveland Browns in the regular season will get booed until he starts. I think
interesting.
That is what he accomplished. Whether it's merited or not, and I think Flacco, though, can silence the boos more than any of them because of what he did when he was comeback player of the year a few years ago. And plus, I think he still got it. And that's why I think he's going to be the starter there. And the whole Dylan Gabriel business of what he said on the sidelines during this preseason contest. I believe he was talking with Aditi Kinkabwala, my longtime colleague at the NFL Network, about how he handles all of the conversations involving him in a competition with Shador and obviously Kenny Pickett, who didn't play either, and Flacco. This is what he had to say in response.
It's just part of it. You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors, and I totally understand that. And my job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course, we're doing this mid-game, but, you know, it's something that I'll get used to and just want to be the best team that I can and create an environment where we can all go do our best work. That's all we want to do.
Okay. And, of course, everybody thought when you said there's entertainers and then there's competitors that he was referring to himself as a competitor. And Shador Sanders is the entertainer. So he was asked to clarify or put more meat on the bones, is what he had to say.
All you in this room are entertainers, and you have a job to do, and I respect it, right? And I'm a competitor, so I have a job to do as well. And I think, you know, just understanding that, that's how I've lived by, and I've said that multiple times. So definitely not a new quote, but something that I've definitely said before. I'm all about our team, you know what I mean, and each other. I would never make that, and I've said it before. That's why it's interesting. But for me, I've explained it. Entertainers are you all, competitor. That's what I am and all my teammates, and we both have jobs to do. So that's it.
There you go. You buy it? You like it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. TJ?
Not at all.
You think he was referring to Shador?
I don't know, but that like excuse or that reasoning just doesn't sound like you're the entertainers, and I don't know.
I think what he's saying is that the conversations that we have here on the show like this or others are the ones who are trying to get clicks or, you know, viewership or listenership or aggregation, and that's the entertainment part of it. And he's just competing, and so he blocks out the noise. And then maybe it's more a reflection of those who thought he was referring to Shador about their thoughts on Shador than his knowledge of how hard Shador works, which I think he's got a front row seat to, don't you think? I mean, that kid just doesn't show up against the Panthers and look like that just because he's rolling footballs out. And again, it's just like, hey, Shador is just, you know, did look like they got it against Carolina because it's all he does is just play by the seat of his pants. There's no preparation involved. There's no neck up ability. There's no nothing. And I'm sure he knows different, Dylan. But if he is referring to me as an entertainer, all I have to say about that is hit it.
Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
What does that mean?
I make you laugh.
Is that what you mean by me being an entertainer?
Well, we do have a segment called Residual Rich. So,
that's my acting.
Well, I'm saying that makes you an entertainer.
It's entertainment. You know
what I mean? Social like accounts clown, I amuse you. Cut the clip without the question. Aditi had framed it as Dylan explained it afterwards. So it's really all the entertainment accounts created this narrative in the first place.
So it's
to drive the engagement to their accounts.
Making Dylan's point.
Right. It worked. They made their entertainment point, and Dylan's like, look, man, we're all competitors.
At the end of the day, this is all just sitting around.
It's so dumb.
It's just us sitting around waiting for Browns hosting the Bengals. And who's going to be the starter? I believe it's going to be Flacco. The question is, how are you going to keep all four?
Can't.
Well, I mean, you could put one on a practice squad.
Well, they have to clear waivers first.
I know that.
Yeah.
And that ain't going to happen.
Someone will get claimed.
I mean, and Pickett hasn't played a lick.
Yeah, he's the guy I feel kind of the most bad for.
But you're not going to have old man Flacco and two rookies, though. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Seems that's not the best strategy.
You can't do that.
Seems like not a good strategy.
You can't do that. Like, if Flacco gets blown up by Trey Hendrickson, wait a minute, gets blown up by Shamar Stewart because he looks like Burrow.
A little taller.
And yeah, that's true. I can't believe that story either. But what are you going to throw? You're going to throw in Dylan Gabriel or Shador in week one? No,
I would not.
You're not.
That.
So you got to keep Pickett.
Yeah.
And then the question is, who's third and fourth in the depth chart, and what is that going to do for their development? I guess that's the story, really.
And you're not going to have four active, so one of those guys is going to be inactive each game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, you know, then that's a story.
And then
Shador's inactive. No, Dylan's inactive.
But the story is like, but you could, you know, you now you're going to be shy, maybe a backup lineman or a backup corner special teams
special
person.
Teamer, yep.
Because you've
got four quarterbacks. And then what if in like.
That's the question.
And then what if in November Deshaun Watson gets cleared? Then what?
I mean, you know what? None of that really is about competition, Chris. It's about entertaining.
That's true.
We got to get Dylan back on here and say, what do you mean by that?
And we're entertainers, so we get it.
Yeah. Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I understand. Did he tell us to get our shine box?
Joey Bats.
I don't think so.
There a quarterback
Billy Bats.
Bats. Competition with the Billy Giants Bats. That's forming right now? I mean, Jackson Dart looked pretty damn good.
He's looked great in two games.
But
yeah.
Russ made one of the classic Russ... rainbow, beautiful. Russell Wilson is truly one of the best deep throwers I've ever seen. You got to give it up for him there, right?
I mean, it looks pretty.
No?
It looks pretty when it leaves.
Come on, man.
I'm watching it right now. It looks so pretty when it leaves his hand.
Oh, yeah. And when it lands in the hands of his receiver like it's a pillow. Guy's one of the best. Him and Rodgers are two of the best deep throwers I've seen. In the 22 years that I've been with NFL Network. Unreal.
Think about Russ at this point in his career, right? He's like that song, you know. I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. He can do that once a game. It's just all the rest of it where you're just like, ugh.
I know.
You know?
I know. But maybe, just maybe... We just got to get Malik Nabers healthy and back out there.
Yeah, here. What's up with that?
I don't know. But it's, again, we're talking preseason, so what's the point? But Russ is still the starter. Jackson Dart, though, is one of those shiny objects that is appearing closer in the rearview mirror than it appears.
He's the T-Rex in the rearview.
And sounds the part, too, man. This is Jackson Dart after he scored twice, one in the air, one on the ground against the Jets.
No, I think that, you know, they've done it with so many other quarterbacks. I trust them in the process. So I'm really just focused on each and every day. How can I get better? I've said this before. When I first got here, like, the amount of knowledge in that quarterback room was, you know, very humbling. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, catch up on a lot of information. You know, I want to get on the same level as the guys in my room. So, you know, I'm continuing to try to chase that each and every day and you know, just listen. And, you know, I have great guys around me, great coaches who have won and done it at the highest level. So I just look forward to learning each and every day.
All right, listen, I know Daboll, to a lot of Giants fans, they might be done with him. But the dude knows how to bring quarterbacks along. Ask a Bills fan.
Mm-hmm.
Ask an Alabama fan. Ask a Patriot fan. He's been around, man.
He's a good coach.
And it makes sense to go with Russ to start the season. It just really does. Because if you're going to start Jackson Dart and he starts to struggle, then you're going to throw Russ in there. It makes no sense. Throw Russ in there. You look at the schedule to begin the season. You're taking on the Washington Commanders to start before you're at Dallas, and then you're home for Kansas City and got the Chargers. I mean, those are four nasty-ass teams. And you want Russ dealing with that, neck up, pre-snap. You want to deal with you want Russ to deal with that.
Problem is, there's no good time to go to Dart.
There's never any good time. You never know. I mean, obviously, what, week five runs away. But look at week five at New Orleans. That'll be easy.
Yeah, but then Dart suddenly, second career start at Denver, at Philly, well, San Francisco.
You're not going to do it for home for Philly either because that's a short week Thursday. I don't know. Exactly. But we're, again, the see how we're framing this? That at some point, Russ is going to get replaced.
I think.
And if you're the Giants, I know, but if you're the Giants, though, you got to go, maybe you won't. And Dart does get a sabbatical season. Because, again, this is not about winning the Snoopy Bowl. This is about winning the Super Bowl. And that might not happen this year. But if you want to do it with Dart, what's the rush? Unless you're doing this for your job. And that's the issue with management's keeping this staff, which shows patience. But they really have to mean it. Because this guy can coach.
And this year might be rough. So correct. Suddenly you're going to have next year, Dart is going to have a whole new everything.
Guy. So I hate Giants fans. Two things. One, Russ is going to be your starter. Two, I don't know when Dart's getting in. Oh, and here's three. Brian Daboll, I don't think he's going anywhere. Makes no sense to replace unless it's 1-12 and the fans are just howling at the gates. But Dart looks good.
I got that going for him.
Which is great. Again, I feel like this entire segment, hey, Caleb looks good. Dart looks good.
And another thing, Vonnegut. Yeah.
I am not just an entertainer. Okay?
Like I'm a clown, I amuse
you. Okay, very good. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Don't you dare move. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions. So it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available class executive advanced safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced or brake light fixed or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
So as you all know, the show is moving to Disney Plus the Tuesday after Labor Day, ESPN Radio Tuesday after Labor Day. Many of the stations listening to us right now will get us for the fall. And, of course, Roku's got everything. So Disney Plus will be available. And, you know, again, love our relationships that we've had over the last few years, certainly with our television partners with Roku. You know, that said, though, in advance, you know, we haven't really talked about it very much in the months.
Yeah, we haven't.
But now it's ramping up. And part of the ramp up tonight, Dave Roberts, I send my kudos to you, sir, through this microphone. The executive at ESPN, who's been so, so doggedly determined to get us, and yours truly. He's like, do you want to do a Sports Center in advance? And I'm like, really? Because I haven't done one in a long time. And so tonight, I'm doing it.
Yes.
After Monday Night Football. And I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. I'm getting emotional thinking about it. I don't know what it's going to be like when I'm sitting in the chair hearing the Sports Center theme.
Yeah, they're like, 10, 9,
I can't tell you, man. I'll talk about it tomorrow.
Can't wait.
But I'm getting I never thought this would be possible.
You're going to cry.
I might.
Oh, yeah.
Because, as you know, I've got a touch of the Vermeil in me.
Yeah, you're gonna tear.
I might.
How could you not?
I might. And the production staff that I've already been connected with, they've been terrific, because we are going to go down memory lane this evening. Obviously, we're going to cover. I said, load me up with highlights.
Right.
You got it.
Load me. I mean, catchphrases, what have you.
I cannot wait.
But tonight, there's going to be a bunch of baseball games that I'll be doing highlights for. I said, just load me up. I got a top 10. They asked me, do I want to do a not top 10? And I'm like, no.
Oh,
yeah.
That's part of the reason maybe why I got a cardboard box is I complained about the not top 10. I was one of the only people.
That's right.
And I'm like, wait a minute. So we're about celebrating athletes. We give them an award show.
True.
We're about celebrating athletes and their achievements, except for this one segment. So let's clown them. Like, what are we doing clowning these people? These men and women who put it all on the line, and when they don't perform well, we'll put an extra spotlight on that?
I see your point.
You actually had a point.
I complained about that and also the bottom line ticker. I'm like, I'm crafting an on-camera lead-in to draw you into a highlight, and you're putting the final score across my stomach.
Everybody,
can we fix the algorithm?
So now I'm understanding why you got that box.
That's
what you were saying. A lot of complaints there, Rich. What are we doing?
But as you know, I'm getting back.
You got to be a team player, Rich.
Box back.
You got your shine box. And what are we doing here?
I've been away a long time. I don't shine shoes no more. I just have a shinier head.
Hey, folks. Let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death, but you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injured them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It is never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.